It is a matter of public knowledge that Mr. Ford, Mr. Edison, and Mr. Firestone were close personal friends, that they went away to the woods once a year for a period of recuperation and rest. But it is not generally known, it is doubtful if these men themselves even knew it, that there existed between the three men a bond of harmony out of which has grown a mastermind that is being used by each of the three, a mind of superhuman ability that is the capacity to tune in on forces which most men are to no extent familiar. Let us repeat the statement that out of the blending and harmonizing of two or more minds, 12 or 13 minds appears to be the most favorable number, may be produced a mind which has the capacity to tune in on the vibrations of the ether and pick up from that source kindred thoughts on any subject. Through the principle of harmony of minds, Ford, Edison, and Firestone have created a mastermind that now supplements the efforts of each of the three. And, whether consciously or unconsciously, this mastermind is the cause of the success of each of the three. There is no other answer to their attainment of great power and their far-reaching success in their respective fields of endeavor. And this is true despite the fact that neither of them may be conscious of the power they have created or the manner in which they have done so. In the city of Chicago live six powerful men known as the Big Six. These six men are said to be the most powerful group of men in the Middle West. It is said that their combined income totals more than $25 million a year. Every man in the group began in the most humble of circumstances. Their names are William Wrigley Jr., who owns the Wrigley Chewing Gum business and whose income is said to be over $15 million a year. John R. Thompson, who owns the chain of Thompson self-help lunchrooms throughout the country. Mr. Lasker, who owns the Lord & Thomas Advertising Agency. Mr. McCullough, who owns the largest express business in the world. And Mr. Ritchie and Mr. Hertz, who own the yellow taxicab business of the country. There is nothing startling about a man who does nothing more than become a millionaire as a rule. However, there is something connected with the financial success of these particular millionaires that is more than startling. For it is well known that there exists between them a bond of friendship out of which has grown the condition of harmony that produces a mastermind. These six men, whether by accident or design, have blended their minds in such a way that the mind of each has been supplemented by a superhuman power known as a mastermind, and that mind has brought each of them more worldly gain than any person could possibly use to advantage. The law upon which the principle of a mastermind operates was discovered by Christ when he surrounded himself with 12 disciples and created the first 13 club of the world. Despite the fact that one of the 13, Judas, broke the chain of harmony, sufficient seed was sown during the period of harmony that originally existed between these 13 people to ensure the continuation of the greatest and most far-reaching philosophy known to the inhabitants of this earth. Many millions of people believe themselves to possess wisdom. Many of these do possess wisdom in certain elementary stages, but no man may possess real wisdom without the aid of the power known as a mastermind. And such a mind cannot be created except through the principle of blending in harmony two or more minds. Through many years of practical experimentation, it has been found that 13 minds, when blended in a spirit of perfect harmony, produce the most practical results. Upon this principle, whether consciously or unconsciously, is founded all of the great industrial and commercial successes that are so abundant in this age. The word merger is becoming one of the most popular words in newspaper parlance, because hardly a day goes by that one may not read of some big industrial, commercial, financial, or railroad merger. Slowly the world is beginning to learn, in a very few minds only, that through friendly alliance and cooperation, great power may be developed. The successful business and industrial and financial enterprises are those managed by leaders who either consciously or unconsciously apply the principle of coordinated effort described in this article. If you would be a great leader in any undertaking, surround yourself with other minds that can be blended in a spirit of cooperation so that they act and function as one. If you can grasp this principle and apply it, you may have for your efforts whatever you want on this earth. There are 10 weaknesses against which most of us must guard ourselves. One of these is the habit of trying to reap before we have sown, and the other 9 are all wrapped up in the one practice of creating alibis to cover every mistake made. There is no more dangerous person, dangerous to himself and to others, than the person who passes judgment without pretending to know the facts. Among the other things you intend to cut out in your New Year's resolution, include the word impossible. If you have tried and met with defeat, if you have planned and watched your plans as they were crushed before your eyes, just remember that the greatest men in all history were the products of courage, and courage, you know, is born in the cradle of adversity. Ultimately, nothing matters very much. The defeat that seems to break your heart today will be but a ripple among the waves of other experiences in the ocean of your life further ahead. To love praise but not worship it, and fear condemnation but not go down under it, is evidence of a well-balanced personality. The educated man is the man who has learned how to get everything he needs without violating the rights of his fellow men. Education comes from within. You get it by struggle and effort and thought. The person who sows a single beautiful thought in the mind of another renders the world a greater service than that rendered by all the fault finders combined. No man can rise to fame and fortune without carrying others along with him. It simply cannot be done. All salesmen will profit by remembering that none of us want anything that someone else wishes to get rid of. There are no lazy men. What may appear to be a lazy man is only an unfortunate person who has not found the work for which he is best suited. There is always room for the man who can be relied upon to deliver the goods when he said he would.